And that might distract our gaze from him to the miracle, to the shining. And to keep us, no, that's not joy. That's no longer for you. Be very careful about the fact that we could. Look at the stories that you get attracted, distracted by thing called America. It wouldn't serve any deeper purpose because had it done so, Jesus Christ gave that. But what did the people receive of it? They didn't even appreciate it.
That was the point if you were compulsing me. Fail to understand God. He said that why didn't Baba give inner experiences to his followers? He told me that. So I said, how do you know that he has not given inner experiences? I first asked him. He says, well, I have asked so many Meher Baba lovers there in the West, and I said, there are many followers of Baba there, but I asked them whether they had any inner experience. And he says, no, we don't have any inner experience. I said, well, most probably they don't want them. They don't. No, but he says, that's a must on the spiritual path. That's a pet for a spiritual aspirant. I said, well, maybe, but at least we don't want it. I said, no, Meher Baba should give in their experiences. He said, well, it's all right. We don't want them. I don't want it, at least. I don't need it because I have no hankering or longing for it. No, but that's so useful for every aspirant on the path, on the spiritual path. It's like a pet film. And that's true, I said. But then he started saying many things, you see, that Baba must do this and must do that. And I said, look here, Baba loves you. And now that you want to be with Baba, he wanted to be with Baba for some time, for his darshan and all that. So best opportunity is at the time when you see him. Why don't you tell him directly? We don't want to tell him. And naturally, you are one of his beloved children, so he will listen to you. And through you, so many Baba lovers will profit. As you think that it is profitable to have inner experience, he'll profit by it. So he laughed and all that. Then what happened is that I was sent out, you see, for my lunch. And some ladies were there and some gents were there in his dining hall there. And I was attended to very well and all that. And was happy with the lunch and all that. At the time, those women and men started telling me, we hear from Kripal Singhji that Baba is full of love and all that. Why does he not give your inner experiences? Do you all have any inner experiences as our master gives us? Do you all have any inner experiences? I asked his followers. Yes, we have inner experiences. What do you all have? We see light, we see colors and all that. We see light every time. We see colors also. No, says, that is not the thing. You see it inside here. That's very good. That's good that pleases you. No, but you all should also have that. I said, look here. When it went to a certain length of period of discussion, I said this. Look here. Those whom I know and have been following Meher Baba, they don't long for any inner experience, which you call the inner experience. We call them trinkets on the path. Just as a child, a baby, when it's born and when it's left by itself, the mother gives a trinket or somebody else, you see, rings a bell or something like that, and the glitter of the, you see, that attracts the child and stops its weeping. Likewise, we are not that. Our weeping, our wailing and mourning and crying is something quite different. We are grown up in his love. We are no longer pleased with the rubber or the celluloid dolls, you see, that are presented to us. We need a real beloved man. Then they kept quiet.
No, but didn't Baba send him to see
Krishna? Yeah, then what happened is, that's another story. So then he came to Baba, and then the day upon the appointed, he was to come, he was to be with Baba. So he came, he took Baba's darshan and all that, and it was a very happy meeting, and Baba was happy, and he was happy and all that. So with all the other a little conversation here, there, chit chat and all that. So he had told me that remind me at the time. I will tell Baba about it, but you remind me, because in presence of Baba we always forget. So I said, that I will promise to remind you. I promise that. He said, you remember that. I said, all right, I'll remember for yourself. So then when everything was over and all, I found that an opportune moment. So I said, Baba said, what are you talking? What is it? What is it? Baba asked me. So nothing, Baba. There was some talk when I had seen him. He wanted me to remind a certain point. Baba said, what is it? So Kripal Singh said, Baba, I implore you to give your lovers the inner experience so that they may have that step on the spiritual path. It's so essential for them. That you are deputed for that. I have deputed you for that. Aren't you giving? Yes, Baba, they are experiencing that. But why don't you give your lovers? Well, I've deputed you for that. That's a different thing. I do not know anything about inner experiences. Baba is telling Kripal Singh all that. I do not know anything about the inner experience. There are people who come and tell me about it. I have only one experience of the reality. Inner experiences I know, I do not know. There is somebody here who has some inner experience. That's why he caught hold of his hand and led him to somebody who all the time used to have these inner experiences while being with Baba. He used to see light and used to see Baba and in the effulgence of the whole creation and all sorts of things. So even Baba introduced him, Kripal Singh, to that man. He says, here is Kripal Singh, here is so-and-so. He says, look here, you can both now exchange your diaries. And Baba left. And he then mingled with his group, Kripal Singh's group, but on the town. So Baba then sat down on the steps, you see, and then they talked about the weather and how many children you have got and what did you eat today and all. Those were the spiritual talks, Baba. They were left in the room there. So after half an hour, three quarters of an hour, they both come out. So then Kripal Singh bowed down like that and said, Baba Singh, finished here. Have you heard each other? He said, yes, Baba, but he's so blessed to have such inner experiences. So Baba said, I know nothing about it. He always tells them, I know nothing about such things. Well, they love me. That's how they live.
No, but as soon as they left, a day before he came, Baba gave this message that one who knows everything displaces nothing. And yeah. That board was put there. When Kripal Singh came there,
yeah.
And he just looked at the board. One who knows everything displaces nothing.
That is the day when he is given. Yeah. The famous saying, yeah. Baba.
Displaces nothing. Yeah. Does that mean the nothingness?
This experience of miracles and different things. He does not perform.
I see.
The principle of one who knows everything displaces nothing.
DISCYLACES.
When he enters into you, he displaces something. One who knows everything displaces nothing. There is no such, effervescence or flowing out or anything. It is getting the whole, it's the drop having the whole ocean. It's not that. Yeah. So, what were they saying? Then he left. So, when he left, Baba was in seclusion at the time, even at the time, you see. So, he wanted to see Baba, so Baba permitted him. So, when he left after some time, again there is the honking at the gate. So I was there, I went out and said, Kripal Singh is again. I went to the gate. Yes, Kripal Singh, what do you want? He says, oh, please tell Baba, I see. You know, I told you that in presence of Baba, we forget everything. We have brought sweets and garlands and all that. It's all lying here and we are taking it back. So we remembered it outside there. So we have come again to tell Baba to allow us to offer this offering that we have brought for him. So I went inside, so Baba came out again and he laughed and they had a hearty laugh and he garlanded Baba and sweets were there and all. Then they left.
So it is a fact that in presence of Baba, you just forget everything.
And then Father told his mother, and his mother told my mother, and so they all were interested in Babajan. And after visiting Babajan, you know, in the evening, there was to be Kavali song, and of course, Babajan didn't allow anybody to interrupt him. He can kiss your hand, but not touch your feet, and he never liked flowers. Nobody can take flowers to me. Just take fruit or tea or any food, but not flowers. Now, what happened was my mother, knowing Baba, came to hear him. Knowing about Babajan, she came to know about Baba. And she was much interested that Baba also got realized. Babajan had to be realized. And so my mother was very interested. So when Baba, you know, used to travel, he was not in Pune. Baba is not in Pune. He used to travel. And when he came to Pune, Jai Baba. So when he came to Pune, he could be in a Hindu Bhuna Yaga. He came to Pune and he stayed at a Hindu lover's house. In those days, there were many Hindus in Baba. So in the city, not the side of Pune, but in the city. The news spread that Baba's in Pune just for 2-3 days. So my mother and my aunt both hurried to go and meet by Baba's side. Hindu's house was upstairs on upstairs flat. And he went up and was sitting near Baba and the other women also. Some quite many, 35, 40 people, you know. In the beginning, there were very few Baba lovers in Pune also. But hardly any Zoroastrians. Just a very few Zoroastrians, Chinchi and Baba's own family, and we, my mother and aunt, very few of them. Because Zoroastrian community were most of them against Baba in Pune. Now, what happened was, there was bhajan, you know, devotional songs and all that. And so, bhajan was said, and Baba talked, Baba was talking, Baba was not in silence, he was talking. And he talked to them, my mother and aunt were also listening. And after the program was over, the darshan was taken and they all went down, Baba lovers all went down. And there was just a handful of what we call them. Mandali means Baba's own close ones. Yeah. So they were tidying up the place and all that. So Baba was sitting back a little bit and relaxing all that. And he happened to look around and saw my mother and my aunt seated there. I told you about this, you know. Yes, I want to tell it to Felinella. So he looked around and asked, and looked at my mother and asked her, do you want to ask me something? My mother had not ever thought of asking Baba. She just wanted to be near Baba, you know. So my mother was taken aback. She said, oh, my, what is there to ask? You know, she started thinking very quickly. So there must be something to ask Baba. That is why Baba is asking me. So what is that? What will it be? So she thought, and then all of a sudden it came to her mind, you know. Her daughter, my sister, and my sister was not well. She was complaining of, I don't know, what. And some of it said, I knew what, I was very young, I didn't know every detail of it, but she was not well at all, so she could not eat and not hungry and this and that. And so my mother asked Baba, about told Baba about her health and what she should do. She should consult a doctor, what kind of medicine should she give her daughter, you know, kind of treatment should she give, what she should do, her health is like that. So Baba looked at my mother for 1 second at this and then said, take her to Udwara.
Why? You can have
her. Ha! But for the image of the Udwara is a pilgrimage place, is the name of a place, you know, like Pune or Udwara is a smallish place. But it is near a seaside, you know. The town is inside, but the seaside is also there. So children play and all that on the seaside, while the elders go and pray in the big fire temple. Then is the biggest fire temple in all India, in the whole of India. This is a pilgrimage place for the Zoroastrians.
Mm-hmm.
So once a year, twice after 2 years, sometimes one must go to that pilgrimage that they have offered sandalwood on that fire, and you see you have prayed mm-hmm. there. So it's really nice that you have, what you say, you worship the fire. So Baba told my mother to take my sister to Udwara. We used to take her to Udwara in this place.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what do we call it? Religious place.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mother was very surprised. So in her mind she thought, Udwara, what is Udwara going to do to my sister? You know, she's feeling upset in the stomach and not well at all. And but she did not say anything. In her mind, it came very fast, a thought that she pushed back and she just wanted to do what Baba wants her to do. So she said, all right, Baba, you mean take her to Udwara? So I mean take her to Udwara. Yes, Baba. So she obeyed, she wanted to obey Baba. She made up her mind that she would take my sister to Udwara. Now, then Baba then again leaned back again, looking around here and there, was moving around. And after a minute or two, Baba turned around and saw she was still sitting there, you know. My mother wanted to be near Baba as long as she could. So Baba again turned around and asked her, is there anything else you want to ask me? So my mother again got, because she didn't have anything in her mind, any questions, anything. She didn't want to ask Baba anything. She was a bit, taken aback, sort of. There must be something for her asking. Baba did give her time, you know. Baba was looking straight at her, waiting for her to answer. And she looked at her again, you know, so that she's thinking that. And at the time, my mother again started thinking very hard. What is there? There must be something. That is why Baba wants to tell me to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And asks me this question because there is something to tell him. Now, what can that be? She thought and thought. And then she remembered. She remembered that there was a Parsi lady, a young lady, but she was nearing 40. But and she had three brothers, and I don't know how many sisters. But she was eldest but amongst them. And so her young brothers and sisters, you know, that were grown up, didn't marry.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister had a child also and so on. But she didn't have an offer of marriage, you know, in olden time that went by old ways by offer of marriage comes in or arranged marriage. And nothing was done about it and she was not married.
Mm-hmm.
She was feeling sorry for herself because she was nearing 40 and her old father and mother, whilst they are there, it's okay, but then after that, where she have a home, you see. And she had to open her heart to my mother when my mother is to go to see them, you know. So my mother all of a sudden thought about this girl that she hasn't got married, so she thought she'd tell Baba about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now Baba's asking me, so let me tell Baba. So she explained to Baba. My mother explained to Baba that this young woman, she's nearly 40 and she's not married and she's sorry for herself because she won't have a home to stay in then after her parents are. So then Baba, what do you think Baba said? Baba said, take her also to Udwara. So my mother didn't look at Baba's face, you know. What is Udwara going to do to this Lord? It was a religious place.
Mm.
And Baba, the spiritual master, and was advising to go to Udwara and somehow out of the way, you know.
Out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary. Baba said, tell her to go to Udwara. She had love and faith in Baba, so she said, yes, Baba, I did.
Mm.
And she wanted to obey Baba. So that was her first test, you know. So when she came home, she told us girls to get, to get packed by 2 days, we'd be going to Udwara, and it's a nice place. But she didn't tell us that she was being to Baba, and Baba's told us. She didn't tell us about Baba, you know.
Mm.
As school girls, we're too young to know about these things, that time she really understand ourselves as we grow up. We can't know about it. So she didn't tell us about Baba. So we were very happy to go to Udwara, we changed and all the seaside and all that, and we get nice things to eat there also. Because Udwara, you know, you can order all kinds of food, you finish and eat. And we knew it was going to be fun to travel to Luala and all that in the train, you know, he liked it. Now, she went to this Parsi lady who was a little bit further to stay. My mother asked this Parsi young woman, like, would you like to come with us to Luala, won't you? I'll come with us, we'll be a party together, and we'll go and for this pilgrimage. And that woman, she said, yes, the Udwara is our religious place and this fireplace, of course. Fire temple. I can't get any fire temple. So she said, yes, I will have darshan of fire temple, stay there. I've not been there for quite a long time. It's a good opportunity, of course I will come with you. But my mother did not tell her about Baba. These people aren't going to have faith and love Baba. The Baba newly got realized and nobody had conditioned. Nobody means Zoroastrian. They would understand spiritual master and all this. Anyway, she said yes, and we all went to Udwara, that place, pilgrimage place. Yes, I don't know how many hours after Bombay, 3, 4, 5 hours. Anyway, we went there, went to the fire temple, this and this and that. 2 days, and by 2 days, my sister started feeling quite well. Started feeling hungry also. She was eating food that we normally ate, and she was quite well and robust, and she was not depressed anymore. And she, as you say, her health was good, improved. My mother saw this, and she was very happy about it, you know. And then about after 2 more days, that was only 4 days we stayed there, and we came away to Pune. And we came to Pune, and my mother said that my sister is feeling quite well and all right. And that is by obeying Baba's order. Mm-hmm. You see, Baba's word, it is not the place that made her well, it is Baba's order that she obeyed. And she was really happy about it. But then she saw that woman who I didn't marry. What about that woman? When did she get married? My mother was very worried about her. No, my mother is very kind hearted that way. So she said, what about that woman? When did she get married? So, a month went by and no news came of her marriage. My mother was worried about that. But after a month and a half, or after 2 months, that detail I don't know. But this much I know, that Jay Baba.
Nearly 40, who's going to marry her? When she was young, and she was quite good looking, woman, she was still nice. And when she was young, she was not married, and who's going to marry at the age of 40? 2 months went by, I think so. And then we got news that this girl, she got a woman, this young woman got offered a marriage, and she got married. It was like a miracle to my mother. And I was so happy, and from that time, she felt real love for Baba and had so much more faith in Baba that to obey Baba,
And to pay careful.
Yes, faith and to obey him.
That's right.
Obedience is her work, how we say. Mm-hmm. Not her work, so her wish. But John did that. Anyway, my mother is very happy about this. And my sister got all right. That was first experience my mother had of Baba. Just Baba took her.
Year after year, Baba remained to be the only context here in Kathiyama. Never encouraged people to come to him or to gather around him. Just with a few people around him, they continue with his work. We don't know still what he has to do. He's terrible that he's doing. We don't know. Maybe you're gearing and changing gears in the hearts of people. So, one day, of course, there are some other close ones, you see, who wanted their friends to come to him and all that. So, this petition to Baba, this great person, he allows you to see him once in a few months or something else. So, Baba made the point that henceforth, in summer months, he'll go to Pune and he'll be available for 3 months. But during the 3 months of his stay in Pune, he will select a few days every month, and then he will be available at particular hours. So, people will come, there's a big crowd and all that, you know, following him. So one day it so happened that the whole hall was choked with people. And there was one person, a lady, you see, from Sophocle Lodge there. So, maybe it was maybe taught herself to be well versed, you see, in the law of theology and all that. So she had come also. And she sat down, and she was very uncomfortable in the hall because the crowd was so pressing. And in summer months, none of you were coming in Italian, various forms. Was very uncomfortable in the hall, and the crowd was so pressing that I tell you literally, it is a fact that we could see beads, you see, on the wall, the perspiration of the crowd. After the crowd was dispersed, you could see the whole wall of the hall monstrous, with the beads of perspiration. Breath will not be any better now. So, whatever it is, so she must be wondering in her mind as to if Mehrabha is what he said he is. That he is God in human form, and that, of course, theosophists don't believe in such things. And if at all what he is, then he must be everywhere. Why should people, then he must be in every house, in every heart, every day, every sea? Why should people go to him? Why should they collect him? Why does he encourage such things? If he really is what he says he is, he should discourage people from coming. Baba had not come in the hall at that time, because at a particular time he would visit people. So the time, the clock struck, I don't know, 3 or 4, what time was, Baba entered the hall and sat down. All stood up, Baba made them sit down. The few first words you see, the introduction, that we're happy to see them now. He opens the conversation there for that particular day. I don't know, why do you mill around me like this? What makes you come over here? What do you find in me? Why do you all feel so uncomfortable? Why do you all want to feel uncomfortable like this, trying to see me? What do you see? What do you take me to be? So, and then that woman, you see, she told us later on. We didn't know what was happening in her mind. She was the only black sheep in the whole house. So it was all for her, she had to clear the atmosphere. So, why do you come from such long distances and all that? And it's scorching heat of the summer in India, it's not that. In summer, we don't like summer in India. The Baba pointed out there how hot, warm it was, so the hot month. And your love makes me very happy. He changed all this for you. So relax. It's worthwhile being here. Worthwhile undergoing all the suffering. In the meantime, the babies were crying loudly and the mothers were taking care to keep them quiet. And mothers would run out, you see, so that the baby won't disturb Baba and all that. So he would just tell them to keep quiet and sit down. Now, mine says, and he would just comfort the mother, saying that, well, don't forget that he was also a baby once in his mother's arms and all that. You see, that's how he carried on. So they were very happy and comfortable and all that. So then, after a strange conversation and all that, he picks out that woman, that lady. And says, what do you think about all these people coming over here? So then she blurted out what she was thinking in absence of God while they were waiting for him. How right you are. But then it is so important that they must come here. Because unless and until they come here, and I tell them that he is, that I am everywhere, I am within you, and there is no need for you to come, how will they know? So they're coming over here. My encouraging them to come over here is to let them, is to make them know, let them know that there is no need to come.
Yeah.
People who are destined to recognize God, when he puts on a coat for our sake, where would we be? We have seen sometimes goodness, real goodness in according to the value of humans' perception, has come in the way of their coming to Bala. So it's not measured by that. Whatever you are, if you are his, that is important.
This reminds me of a very beautiful story. Because without so,
but that's after the 100 years. The first 100 years, Father said, with the force of this presence is full. And if it's coming back in 700 years, then for 100 years, that force remains. His presence, his love, his 100%. And afterwards, it fades. If he's coming back in 1400 years, then for 200 years, it remains. So that's why.
But did Baba say that there was a special power to his samadhi, which being near his.
Even
though he's everywhere, there is a special power being near. Where do you want?
Yeah, and that part of meditation, this was the belief that something that it's very beneficial to meditate in spiritual places where masters are being.
We shouldn't be like that.
We realized Baba had provided for that by saying, in March, we march to Pune. All right, we were going. But what's going to happen? Darshan? What darshan? How? Is anybody going to come? And if they come, what are we going to do with them? Well, it's, as Bob's physical presence was so much there, he kept us as busy as ever. I mean, poor Erich and the others, coordinating the planes and the arrivals and the hotels and the volunteers would come and report and they'd get directions. But there was no time for anything except that the darshan is on and had to arrange. And they came by charter planes, hundreds. And then when we gathered in the hall at 9 o'clock in the morning with the time Baba gave, so at 9, everybody was present in the hall, and we would call out Baba's Jai. And then Erich would make it clear to each group that they had come for Baba's darshan, because when we asked them, what made you come, they said, we don't know. We had an appointment with God, and we just came. So now it's between you and Baba, and you express your love for him in whatever way you like. You can say to him, talk, do what as you like. This is Baba and you, between you, very personal. And it is not necessary for everybody to bow down, knowing that that was a thought in the minds of quite a number of them, and that it's a touchy subject in the Western mind. And you don't have to kneel, you can just be with Baba. And so as he would be sitting, each one would come to Baba, you see? So, I immediately felt the lightning of the atmosphere, a smile on everybody's face. Ah, yes. Yeah. And sure enough, each would, some would sing for Baba, some would even tell jokes to Baba, you know, just like, no, this is going. But as each one approached the chair, I witnessed this, and it was amazing. They stood before the chair, some expressing their love, just turning like this, which is wonderful. That's their way, it's Baba's. And then somehow, as if someone had hit them behind the knee, they would suddenly go down. Not a single one did not kneel. So I said, Baba, you really at it. So many have wept. And especially one man who looked like a mountaineer in shorts and a hat almost like Robin Hood, you know. His love was silent, you could feel it there. And he stood, sure enough, he also bowed. And then he put his head down, and he sobbed. It was something between Baba and him. And he didn't want to show it to me. And as he went there, I saw him go behind the cupboard. and just his shoulders were shaking. Mm-hmm. And there was one little girl in the among the others from California, and she was about 11 years old. And she had a chance of either coming to the darshan in Pune or going to some holiday place, but she couldn't make up her mind. In the end, she decided she would come with the rest of the family here. And she kept her arm going around saying, "Boy, am I glad I came. Oh, boy, am I happy I came." You know? And then when she was sitting down, she witnessed this, and she also witnessed the other. The women were weeping, but the men were too, a number of them. And she said, "I can't understand it. Women crying, yes, I can understand. But men, men." And I told her, I said, "This is not a crying, Terry. This is just a melting. Like you see when the sun comes out and the snow on the mountaintop begins to melt. All the snow that's in our hearts over so many lives, that's just melting." And Barbara said, "And then she seemed to understand."
So when we went and did what we would always do for the darshans, empty the hall, prepare everything, and prepare just a while, and just follow up with the takeover. So at this time we did the same thing. Then after everything was ready, we said, "Well, now what do we do?" Follow us to come up. So then the busloads of people came and the cars came. And when they came up the steps of the veranda and they walked in the hall, it's like a great wave of love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We knew. Because Baba had said, you know, when Erich was telling you in the last day, he said, "But Baba, your body would not stand that strain. The way your health is now, the sudden turn. Then how would it be? How would it manage all that?" And even now, if you say, "I can, you know, we can write to all your lovers that you postpone it, that it's not so now," they won't mind. They love you, Baba. They'll think of you. I said, "No, it's quite all right, quiet, it's honest." And then he looks at Erich and said, "Don't worry, Erich. I won't fail him.
I really didn't." Fancy, that was on the hand of that person. And from here you could see Baba walking in the room, up and down, two, three times, slowly. That's the only exercise, and then the only walk you would take two, three times. And so not the person who loved to sing and can sing for beautiful, had a beautiful word. And that person must not seem very difficult for a singer not to sing at all your life, something of it. Sacrificed so much. He loved to talk, loved to sing, all that. And on the top of that, there were many, many other subjects. So the joy, the true vibrancy, it's for something beautiful. Just as a human body, we do not use this power, it not to suffer. If not pain, then that is confident. And through pain and suffering, so this shows how great the love is for that. That is why now young ones all love God, so they love each one, so they love for each one they die. What is young? And the last situation was the mother that important one, because he was the last big situation. He was working in God. And then I thought, "Oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. But Baba must have been sitting down all that day, Baba, and maybe he must have been listening sometime the night, standing, the album. What happened was, Baba was standing and working. But his leg was not there.
He was standing up.
He was standing up so straight as he fell down. He fell all of a sudden in his work and his thing, his body. Conscious or unconscious, that I don't know, but he fell down and such a big hair that he, Baba, his head was banged on the floor also. There was a deep cut here, the bleeding, and then Mandi or whoever put the money there, I know the power, and they went to Baba, and they put it in the kitchen in the morning, so what I want to say, like, same thing. Important work in Baba when he had the money for us. And the Maranas and two other Sakrushi Baba and another Sakrushi. And what I want to this, what I want to say, Baba, the sickness is feeling, his health is not strong and weak and just to prove his words are not. But he's not big, even he's a big age, and that time, so the strain has told, told on his body very much. And as one thing, especially when Baba said that he was a pillar, everything he this and honors the world,
the axis
is. That's where, you know, we don't know the exact working or the exact, what it is, you know, I explain. But it is said that the world, the weight of the world, you know, what will be the weight of that? But when I think that is right.
Suffering.
He is suffering and
suffering
and waiting. That's why he called his jerk. This truth on his body, on his last is thing he took on his leg. Beautiful lines. So, this hair had come, it's in the color of our hand. Baba's face and the language. So exactly. And this eye is actually open.
I know.
It's beautiful. And this eye, when I come here, I can see it. Oh. Any time, and the colors were beautiful on the hill, and the corn was ripe, and you know, it was ripe, the day's half past five. And then Baba says, come and see my television, TV. This is my TV. It's best from all the TVs in the world. So, see, Baba. And there were like flowers in the foreground, and the corn was right. Now the trees are overgrown, the hedge is overgrown. And the hill had nice colors of green and bluish rock, green and the pinkish earth. You know, very lovely that time it was, with the setting sun, the same time. See, the sister is there. The sister opens the door and she sees the smell. She doesn't recognize it. And then she gives a scream. She says, Shania! She embraces him. She's in the know, nothing. She says, that's good enough. But now you must sit down. Now you must go back. You must marry and you must. I'm just charming on the woman. She was not going to let him go back, see? And he was checking with her, and he insisted that he would now have to go back. So, right, you know. He had chosen his path. But it was clear, you know. No, it's prophecy. Come on. He was, he had taken he had left home, his family, his legacy, his brothers, whatever it was. He just declared quickly from there to seek. So, he had on the guard, a robe of a dervish. It's a seeker, the Sufi. So, he went, I mean, he would have so food would be baked. Okay. They would carry nothing with them for the morrow. You know, that kind of lavish sacred life. Many of the places that he traveled with Baba, he'd walked so much that nearly, and more than this much of his foot was callous, you know, unfeeling. I used to watch him and he said, Daddy, how that your leg is like that? Foot is like that. We call it hug in the Mimitic. And that's from Morgan because they didn't have the thing on. So when she insisted, he stood up saying, no,
They were standing by the door of that alley. And just as he was saying this, a little girl walks by in the lane, in the alley, and he can see her through the door as she goes by. A little girl, 5 years old, with a little braid that has a little bow at the back here, and a little red trousers, and a slate under her arm. She was going for her lesson to another family, because we had no Montessori or children's classes in those days. And what the Iranians would do was train children for the day, for the morning.